Hello, my name is Frédéric Honoré. I'm the director of the Codenberg Palace. The Codenberg Palace is the former palace of Brussels. It's now an archaeological site, and you can see the remains of this 9th century historical residence. You can visit it nearby the Mont des Arts.
And now there's a new virtual way of visiting at the same time as you're here physically. What is that about?
When you visit the Codenberg, it asks a lot of imagination. It's some remains. With the help of the three-dimension project Arcane, you can understand the spaces, you can understand the different buildings, and how is it organized.
What you're seeing is ruins, and they're a little hermetic in terms of understanding what they are. And with this 3D, you're able to see what they actually are.
With these three-dimension videos, you can see, for example, the whole different parts of the building. So, for example, you are in the chapel, you can see the room where you are, but through Arcane project and Arcane videos, you can see the whole chapel, and then you can understand better the size of the building and how it was organized.
So you're seeing a lot of the spaces you can't go into. You can only go into certain spaces physically. Here you're going to be able to see the parts you can't see.
In the Codenberg Palace, you have some underground parts that are not visible from the outside. You have hidden small rooms you can enter in through the Arcane 3D videos.
This is now a permanent part of the museum, so when people come here, actually you don't actually have to be here, you can do it at home also, but you can do this here, and this is a permanent feature of this museum.
Yes, it's complementary to the classic historical visits, so you can activate your Arcane 3D visit, and then you can see and better understand the site and the archaeological parts of the former Palace of Brussels.
For people who don't know about this palace, it was here for 800 years. It was the palace of the emperor, it was the palace of the Dukes of Burgundy, it was a major European palace and gardens, and then it burned down in the beginning of the 18th century, and it was burnt and obscured for 40 years, and then the Austrian authorities built the royal quarter on top of the ruins, which is why we now have these ruins.
Yes, it has been rediscovered in the late 19th century through historical documents at first, and then the digs have begun in the late 20th century, and it's open to the public since the year 2000. Codenberg Palace is part of the myth of Brussels, underground Brussels. It's a very powerful place to visit. You must come and discover how this palace has developed and, destroyed. It remains partly, but it's really astonishing to be underground and to hear the circulation on the Place Royale and to be in the centuries before. It's really a travel through time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to you.